This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Get down to the Bluebird Shopping Center now. Let us be a part of your journey with your little one and give them all they need with great savings on big brands. Experience a wide range of baby products for every precious moment, from bath time to bedtime and meal times to play times. Baby City has your needs covered. Get to Baby City Athol at the Bluebird Shopping Center for everything you need. From South Africa's leading baby hyper, Baby City, we know you care.
And just like that, as always, we are now segueing into Ans van Rensburg, who is the clinic manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hi, Ans, how are you today?
Hi, Yolandi, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Just fine. South Africa is currently observing Pregnancy Awareness Week. We're at the end part of it. It's now 10 to 16 February, and obviously embarking on this beautiful journey of motherhood comes with a lot of responsibility and prioritizing your own well-being while you're pregnant, and your baby's well-being becomes like a priority. So it's often, though, overlooked. And one aspect that's very much overlooked is the vaccinations for pregnant moms before and after the pregnancy. What is some of these vaccinations that moms should be getting, or pregnant moms should be getting?
That's absolutely right, Yolandi. It's really important to know that expecting parents really start their antenatal visits as soon as possible. And some of the vaccines that are extremely important, and it's something that we focus on a lot, are two vaccines mainly, and the one is called Adacel. It's your diphtheria and tetanus vaccine. And then the other one is called MMR, which is your measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. And the reason why we really focus on these vaccines in particular is that the viruses and bacteria that we vaccinate against, if a pregnant woman were to contract that during her pregnancy, it can be really, really detrimental to the baby's development. For example, the rubella, which is also called German measles, can result in a woman also becoming very ill, but the baby can be born blind and deaf.
Oh, wow.
So it's just one of the examples of why vaccination is so important during pregnancy. So ideally, if you are planning to fall pregnant, please visit your nurse, one of our Dis-Chem nurses, or your gynecologist, and they will guide you on which vaccines to receive when. If you are already pregnant, same thing, you can visit your nurse or your doctor, and we will also advise which vaccines do we need to administer when. But we ideally want to receive the MMR vaccine before or during the first trimester, because that's when most of the major development of the fetus actually takes place.
The MMR vaccine, like preventing now measles, mumps, and rubella, because you do also get that as a kid, don't you?
So
you have to get a booster, or how does that work?
It's a very, very good question. It's a question that we really get a lot. And the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is a relatively new vaccine. I believe it was developed. Well, it was available widespread in South Africa in the early 2000s. It's not something that's been on the market for many years. As children, we received the measles vaccine, but the rubella and mumps components weren't widely administered at that stage when we were little. So children that received, or people that received vaccines in primary school now, maybe might have been vaccinated against MMR by the time that they want to fall pregnant. But if you have received these vaccines before, whether you have not, you still need to be vaccinated, because if you have received the vaccines, you definitely need a booster shot. If you have not received them, then this will be your first vaccine. So either way, it is important still to get them.
Oh, that is, I mean, that's a quite helpful and important thing as well. Like I said, I mean, I didn't even realize the side effects. I now realized it, because I remember I actually had rubella, German measles, when I was very, like 21. And yeah. I can remember that I had to isolate for the reason not to infect pregnant women. And now I understand
absolutely
why.
Yes, absolutely. And during pregnancy, one of the other vaccines that we administer is called Abacel. It's the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine. And tetanus, for example, the component that's in there, during childbirth, a woman can contract tetanus. Tetanus is a bacteria that's really, if you step in a nail or you had a dog bite or something like that, then you need to get a tetanus vaccine. It's a bacteria that's most often fatal if a woman contracts that, or if anyone contracts that for that matter. So we want to prevent that also. So it's another vaccine that is really, really important. And these vaccines are generally quite affordable, and it's not many doses that you receive. It's one of each. So we really want people to get them as soon as they either want to fall pregnant or find out that they are pregnant.
Fantastic. As always, Anne, it was fantastic and very insightful to chat with you. I'll chat to you next week again.
Thank you so much, Yolandi. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Get down to the Bluebird Shopping Center now. Let us be a part of your journey with your little one and give them all they need with great savings on big brands. Experience a wide range of baby products for every precious moment, from bath time to bedtime and meal times to play times. Baby City has your needs covered. Get to Baby City Athol at the Bluebird Shopping Center for everything you need from South Africa's leading baby hyper. Baby City, we know you care.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
And just like that, our Love Day show is coming to an end. And it was such a wonderful show talking about how the dynamics change once you have children. If you've missed the show, don't despair. Or if you just want to go listen again to what Golia Forks and had to say, please go to www.highfm.com. Our podcast will be available there. And this one, of course, and all of our other shows that we have every week about various topics when it comes to parenting. As always, you can follow me at Yolandi Becker on Instagram, where I share all the insights of our shows as well. And you can also send me a DM or an email. I would love to know if there's a specific show that you want me to cover or a topic that you would like me to cover. And on that note, next week, I am going to be talking to very well-known Sister Anne Richardson about toddlers. So that's going to be a show that you don't want to miss. But on the last note, with regards to Valentine's Day and relationships and the dynamics that change, being married now for almost 15 years, it's coming up in April, my 15-year anniversary. I can assure you that even though the dynamics change initially when it comes to your relationship, it never goes back. I can promise you to before your children were there, it doesn't. But it elevates to a different level if you nurture the relationship. For me, Golia really hit the nail on the head when it comes to communication, because it is such an important, you don't think it is, part of what intimacy is about and trust is about, but a very big part of being physically intimate. The foundation is built on communication and how you talk to each other and how you interact with each other and a trust that is built with it. So once you go through the trenches of having a newborn and raising children together, that trust and dynamic changes in a very, very different way and in a great way. And I would encourage you to push through it and work on that relationship so that you can come to this elevated level of trust and love. So on that note of a happy Valentine's Day and Love Day, I will say goodbye to you and looking forward to chatting to you next week and sharing with you the insights of toddlerhood. One of the greatest gifts we can give our children is the example of kindness. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, until next time, enjoy your day.